KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Andrea Kissick with Quest, our weekly series exploring Northern California's science and environment. It's been 30 years since the first cases of AIDS were identified, and this Thursday, World AIDS Day, we'll remember those who have died from the disease and focus on efforts to defeat the virus. I recently spoke with Warner Green, director of the Gladstone Institute of Virology and Immunology in San Francisco, about promising new HIV research. First, I asked him to explain the state of infections around the world today.
There have been more than 60 million people infected and more than 25 million have died of HIV. While this epidemic is less heralded here in the United States with the advent of antiretroviral medicines, it continues to be a terrible epidemic that's affecting the globe.
There is actually a pandemic in sub-Saharan Africa. How many people are living with HIV there?
Approximately 25 million, 7 out of 10 new HIV infections are occurring in sub-Saharan Africa. It is clearly an area of the world where the virus is hitting the hardest.
Why the disparity?
One aspect is that there are less antiretroviral medicines in Africa to deal with the infection, and so there's more spread of the virus. Another disturbing fact is that for every person we put on antiretroviral therapy, two more become infected. So we do not yet have a winning strategy in Africa.
Why not the emphasis on then just getting more antiretrovirals to areas like sub-Saharan Africa?
Well, certainly that is a big push right now, is to get more antiretrovirals. Of course, you just can't deliver the medicines. You need to also create the infrastructure that will now be able to administer and care for this incredibly large number of individuals infected with HIV.
You've devoted your career to HIV research. Why don't we have a cure?
I view HIV research now as three big unanswered questions. One, we need a vaccine for those who are not infected. We need a cure for those who are infected. The third big problem that's just now emerging on the horizon, and that is that we're appreciating the fact that individuals who are on antiretroviral medicines and doing well, that there's something going wrong and that these individuals are dying 10, 15 years before their time. In other words, the antiretroviral therapy, while fantastic at suppressing the virus, it's not doing a perfect job in terms of eliminating the adverse effects of the virus.
Let's back up to your first point, which is a vaccine. How likely is that?
I am more optimistic about an HIV vaccine. I think there are recent data which lend hope that a vaccine will be possible. We're making tremendous steps forward in terms of understanding neutralizing antibodies that can affect and beat back this virus.
But more likely you may get somewhere first in terms of a cure for people who are infected with HIV?
There's no cure. People have to take the antiretroviral medicines for their entire life because there is a small set of cells harboring a latent or sleeping form of the virus, which, because it's asleep, is not affected by the antiretrovirals. But ever so often, it wakes up, spits out new virus, and so if you remove antiretroviral therapy after many years of successful treatment, these viruses can reproducibly, the slumbering virus can reproducibly rekindle the entire fire and lead to full-fledged infection within weeks. And there are now programs that are being funded by the federal government to really attack this issue of latency from looking at ways to rouse the virus so we can kill it, to using immunological approaches to attack it, to even going in and trying to cut it out of the DNA.
What do you think have been then one or two of the biggest discoveries or findings in HIV research?
The first big break was the discovery of the cause of the disease, HIV. I mean, that was an incredibly important first step in terms of now we know what to attack. The second fantastic discovery, which played out over time, was the identification of antiretroviral medicines. These will go down as an absolute medical milestone. It was a triumph of science and medicine over what previously was a uniformly deadly virus.
Is this disease like any other disease?
we've never seen a virus like this that, on the one hand, is like a guided missile that attacks the immune system, and on the other hand, has this amazing ability to change its form, shape, by rapid mutagenesis. It's like the virus is always a step ahead. And so it's hard to corner it. It's hard to kill it.
Warner Green is director of virology and immunology at the Gladstone Institute in San Francisco. To see a worldwide map of current HIV infections, go to our website, kqed.org/quest. I'm Andrea Kissick, KQED News.
Major funding for Quest is provided by the National Science Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, with additional support from the S.D. Bechtel Jr. Foundation.